PMP Network is the lovely McKenna Melvin. Yes, sirree. You've seen her on the great show Chuck, one of my favorite shows actually on television. But you also might have seen her in Three Rivers or Lie to Me. And she's also co-created and be starring as Amber Hanold in Amber Lake, an independent film released soon, I guess. We'll find out about that right now when we speak to McKenna. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm good.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, tell me about this Amber Lake independent film.
Okay. It is a film that me and my cousin, Polly Cole, and our very good friend, Natalie Smyka, co-created with Joe Robert Cole, who is our director and writer, and he got on board, Lauren Criniotis, who became our producer, and we just kind of created this little horror film with a super micro budget. We had our two producers, the Chris's and Chris, they came on board and financed us, and when we thought we were just going to make maybe like a little webisode, it turned into us flying to Michigan and making a movie, full-length movie, which we were so excited. And then we were even more thrilled when we got distribution, and we're up now on iTunes, Amazon, Xbox, PlayStation, Cinema Now, Video On Demand. So
wow.
It's a great journey.
So that's kind of cool. When you make something out of nothing, it's kind of fun, huh?
Exactly. It was our first try, kind of all as a group, to put a film together, and it's a fun little horror thriller film, kind of goes with Halloween time right now, if you guys are into it. So just check it out.
Now, McKenna, tell us a little bit about you. I'm not really I'm familiar with your work on Chuck because I watched that program, but where are you from, and how did you get into acting?
Oh, well, my mom is a theater director, so I grew up in her theater with her since I was a very little kid, and I would watch her plays, and my mom always tells a story about she did the Scottish play, which, if you guys know theater lore, I can't say the real name of it, but it's a Shakespeare play about witches.
Uh-huh.
And you're not supposed to say the name because it's bad luck. But she and I would watch the witches and be like, oh my gosh, I want to do this. And I was really young and she was like, are you understanding what's going on up there? But for whatever reason, I don't know, it's just something I was always attracted to and I was always around it. And it's been the only thing I've ever wanted to do my entire life.
So what was your first actual experience acting, aside from theater, maybe with your mom?
Aside from theater with my mom would have been, well, my first play ever was with my mom, and I was like four, and I played Woodstock in Years of Man Charlie Brown. But outside of that, I was in Peter Pan when I think I was like eight, and I played a lost boy, and that was an amazing experience. Then I went to New York, and I studied there, and then I came to LA and I started in a bunch of like student short films, anything that I could get my hands on, mm-hmm. and I just love it. So.
So what was your proverbial big break?
I guess Chuck is my big break.
Yeah.
You know, it's the job that changed my life. I was a waitress before that, you know, working every night basically, trying to make ends meet and hoping that I would get one job to the next. And you know, that job, I don't know if you know, it started out as a one-word co-star. So I went in and I said, Mom, and I got the job, and I thought that that's all I was going to do. And then they called my manager, and they were like, we're writing Alex as a bigger role into the show. And so then I had another episode, and then it kind of spiraled from there. So it was this amazing gift, and I'm so grateful for it, and I'm having so much fun playing her.
I got to tell folks out there that have not seen the show Chuck, they got to check it out. It's kind of like a combination of a CIA drama and Get Smart. I mean, it's just really well acted and well written and funny and dramatic. And I caught it late a couple of years ago, and I watched the entire first and second season on demand on Comcast, and I've been watching season 3 and 4. And so season 5 will be coming up, and McKenna plays Alex McHugh, the daughter of a character named John Casey, and your character thought that your dad was someone else and had died in battle, and it's an that part of the story was really interesting when they introduced your character.
Yes, definitely. I didn't even, when I originally auditioned, I think because my assumption is because reveal for the fans, obviously, this whole storyline and John Casey's previous life, I guess. I didn't even know when I was originally auditioning. It was 20-year-old girl was the, like, title of the part I was auditioning for. They weren't going to give anything away. Hmm. So I kind of found out as, like, slowly by surely, like, who she was, what the story was. And it's really intense to imagine being that somebody who your entire life thought your father was dead, and you kind of have mourned this since an early age, and you've gone through life with a single mother, and then all of a sudden, in a very kind of dramatic way, realize, oh, and I have a dad, and there's bad men chasing us, and I'm so, who am I supposed to believe, you know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Yeah, your father's death had been faked as a cover for his recruitment, and the other thing that is ironic and actually just shocking is that your character and Morgan are together there. So that's weird too.
Yeah, of course, I mean, but just the very at first, I loved working with Josh. I had so much fun with that storyline. He's just hilarious, but I think it adds. The fact that we're together adds such amazing, like, comedic opportunities between him and Casey's character.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
It's so funny to watch the two of them work.
Yeah, Adam Baldwin does such an amazing job on that character, and he is kind of intimidating.
Oh, yeah, he is. But he's a gentle giant, you know.
Yeah, no, his character is very tough, and of course Morgan is the opposite. So it's a very interesting dichotomy there on the screen.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about Three Rivers and Lie to Me as well.
Okay, Lie to Me was actually my first TV job, and it was, I mean, this amazing experience. I was just hoping to get a job, and then my first job I get to work with Tim Roth. I mean, talk about this crazy, surreal moment. And it was a really fun character that I got to play. So, I mean, as your first time into the gate, he is such a wonderful, giving actor that I feel like I learned so much from him just working in that short time as to, like, how to handle yourself on set and the way to treat everyone. He was nice to every single extra that was there that day, and it was such joy. And then Three Rivers was another really fun experience. I had a smaller part on that show, but everyone on the cast was really wonderful to work with, and they were both really fun experiences.
Now, in terms of Chuck, has the season pretty much been recorded already, season 5? Have you taped all the shows?
We have not taped all the shows. We're coming very close to Fast View, though.
Hmm. Yeah. And what can we expect? I know you can't give away everything, but... what can we expect this year?
It is really, really fun, and there's so many surprises. Even for me, reading the scripts, there's a few scripts where I was, like, crying out loud, laughing out loud, couldn't believe that happened. I'm really excited about this season. I think so many fun, surprising things happen that the fans are going to love. I personally loved as well. So I'm excited for you guys to see it.
Yeah, I think that folks should watch every episode, and if you can't watch it when it's on, just go to on demand and watch it then, because Chuck is just—it's a great show, and if you haven't seen it yet, you got to catch up on all the first seasons, and you got some time to do that before. When is the premiere and all that stuff?
It's Friday, I believe.
Wow!
Friday.
Wow!
We're on Friday nights now, so.
Oh, okay, and tell everybody the network and time.
Say that one more time?
The network and time as well, people want to know.
NBC Friday night at 8 o'clock, I believe.
Okay. So NBC Friday night at 8. If it's not on then, it probably is on right after it. So I think it is at 8 o'clock on Fridays. They changed the time slot around. Hopefully it'll work in that time slot as well.
Yeah, I hope. Our fans are so loyal and wonderful to us that I have faith that they'll show up for us.
It's a natural show to have a cult following, though.
I mean, I tell you, it's such an experience. The fans, they're so wonderful and reach out to you on Twitter. It's an overwhelming experience, which makes it even more fun to be a part of the show because there are so many people who love it and are excited. You really feel like you're part of something unique and special.
Well, I want to thank you for being on That's Life with Mark Snyder, and hopefully we'll become Facebook friends or something at some point.
Yes.
And we want to wish you a lot of luck.
Twitter.
What else? What is that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I don't have Facebook, but I have Twitter.
Oh, okay. Is it with your actual name?
Yeah.
Okay.
At McKenna Melvin.
All right. I'm Media Man 2009.
All right.
So,
I'll mention you.
Follow me to the end of the earth. Now, what else is coming up for you in terms of movies, television, things that are coming up maybe after the season's taping's done?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that are up in the air, and we're just kind of waiting to see what ultimately happens with the end of Chuck, and then it goes into pilot season. A few things, but nothing that I can solidly talk about.
Okay. Is this the last season of Chuck?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's what everybody's been saying, and it's sad, but, you know, I guess with that saying, all good things must come to an end.
Well, sometimes, you know, if you're doing a show like that and you do five seasons, you know you're talking five solid, good seasons of work, and they'll all be in a DVD set, and I'm sure you'll be enjoying that character for many years. You're a beautiful young lady. Do you sing? Do you dance? Do you do other things besides that?
When I was younger, I sang and I danced in high school, and so yeah, I did all those things. And I mean, it would be so much fun to be able to take those out of my life and put them into my work at some point.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That, you know, sometimes when you have a show like this where people see you face a lot and get to know you, there might be a good time to launch a musical career off of this as well, and who knows from there.
Yeah, who knows?
I remember Jennifer Love.
They're talented people for me.
I remember Jennifer Love Hewitt when I first had her on when she was on Party of Five. And I said the same thing to her, and she said, "Well, I don't know," but and she ended up recording, and she's had quite a few CDs out since then. So you never know.
You never know.
Or maybe McKenna, you'll be on again to talk about your new CD.
But I'm not sure.
Well, I hope to have you on again to talk about other things that you're doing, some other projects and
definitely.
Things like that.
I would love to. It's been a pleasure.
And it was a wonderful time for me talking to you, and I want to wish you a lot of luck with Chuck and anything else you pursue as well.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.